Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Nice buns, soft, fluffy, and ultra low net carbs. Discover Hero Bread, the delicious ultra low net carb bread with incredible taste and texture. Hero Bread has 0 grams of sugar and is under 100 calories per serving. Plus, high in fiber with 5 to 10 grams of protein per serving. Order from Hero.co now and get 10% off your first purchase with promo code AH10. That's 10% off with code AH10. Hero.co.
I don't have a very big penis.
I mean, it's a good size.
Why would you offer that up to us?
Well, no, like it's no. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
It's above average.
Okay.
But it's a grower, not a shower. And so in this state that I'm in now, I'm not hard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. In this state, I can wear pants like this and be totally comfortable.
Now it's sort of a, we're wondering what's going on down there.
Oh, you want to know how big my penis is?
What's average?
Yeah, what is average?
To me, a solid 6 inches is average. But I will say I'm above average, thankfully. Are you above average, Ted?
I believe I am above average.
I'm getting some stuff out of here. This has never been seen before.
Well, isn't that crazy? Everybody is above average?
I mean, here's the thing. Like,
I swear, I promise. I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah. Mountainous penis you have. Does it curve?
Cavern. Oh, yeah, it curves. Oh,
mine
yeah.
does, too.
Which way? Wait, on three. One, two, three. Left.
Welcome to Chuckle Sandwich.
This is the first podcast I'm admitting this in the presence of two very heterosexual males.
Mm-hmm. Very, think, very what heterosexual? Very
beautiful heterosexual.
Thank you. Thank you.
Then I think I'm actually a little too gay.
You think you're too gay?
I think I'm too much. I'm leaning too much into it. I need to lean out.
What does
bit.
Too gay look like to
I
you?
I just talk about it too much.
Well, I talk about it a lot as well. I think about it a lot. It doesn't...
Being gay?
It doesn't swing me one way or
no,
the other.
No, I know. No, certainly. No, I never got the impression from you that you were a homosexual, even when your dick was in my mouth.
Wow. Okay. Because you can't knock someone for trying something out. You give people three tries to figure out whether or not that's the case.
Three strikes and you're out.
Three strikes and you're out. That's everybody knows the rule. Three strikes and you're out of the closet. That's what they say.
Well, you think it would take three to fully understand?
Are you looking for less or more in this question?
I'm just gauging.
Okay.
Wait. So I think if you're trying it three times, there's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that very often when you try it the first time, if you've gotten to the point where you are trying it, that's already saying something. And then if you're getting to the point where after the first time you're like, well, let me try this two more times.
Well, you know what they say when your parents are trying to get you to try a new food.
How I don't think you your parents know? Are ever trying to get you to try how? To suck cock. Though.
How are you ever going to know?
That's not a food they're
like
trying to get
though.
You to eat.
How are you ever going to know if it's nice?
I mean, you got a point. I mean, I think that, but if you're trying it three times, you're trying it till you like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Three times is some definite interest there.
That means you enjoyed it at least one of the three times and you're going for it.
Or right? It's like, or there's some sort of situation where you feel compelled to, like, as if it's you're trying it in the same way that you're trying to, like, enjoy vegetables.
Or you're trying to really get yourself to enjoy it, like, convince yourself.
Mm. You
know? Which, well, I don't know if that's possible. Do you think you can convince yourself into enjoying that?
I feel like, you know, that is something that I think a lot of gay people have tried, but in the context of being straight for many years, and I don't think that, that I think that's called being in the closet. Mm.
I tried it for many years.
Really? Nah. How long? How long?
How long was I straight for?
Well, how long were you in the closet for? I suppose, is that appropriate to ask?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't offend me, Ted.
I mean, I could try, but I like you, so
that'd be,
I wouldn't.
That'd be interesting to see if you could offend me.
I don't know. I mean, you're so freaking comfortable with everything that comes your way that it's
it's hard.
You know what? I actually do know a way to offend him right now. Ready for this?
No.
You were like a little stinky at the Streamer Awards this
year.
You were a little, like, there was like this this smell that was coming off of you.
That would offend me. There was the stinky shirt saga.
Have you heard about this?
No.
I bought a... I want to know what you think about this, Schlatt.
Okay.
I bought a outfit for the Streamer Awards. I spent $7,000 on it. Okay.
You spent $7,000 on that shirt?
$7,000. No, not the shirt, only the pant. The sparkly pants were, I think, $3,000. And the shoes were $2,000. And then the shirt was like $800 or $900.
The fact that you're inserting the word only into that sentence blows my mind.
What do you mean?
You said it was only.
Ted, you must be new to this world, buddy. That's an average spend. I think
on one outfit?
Oh yeah, of course.
Okay, so I buy this outfit. Okay,
that's like double my whole wardrobe.
Well, yeah. No, look, it was the most I've ever spent on an outfit for the record.
Okay. So I'm not trying to rich shame you.
No, you can't rich shame me. It's like
I can stink shame.
That's
you.
Like white shaming me. It's like, you know what I mean.
You got me.
Yeah. Whoa. So I buy this outfit. $7,000. The shirt, I try it on. It smells like BO. What? You don't like?
Bro, you.
You don't like?
You look like a mannequin.
Are you kidding me?
Gap.
I look good.
What the fuck?
Don't let.
What is that facial expression?
Well, that was that. That
what
was,
is that?
I wasn't taking a photo. This was like a candid moment in an interview.
Looks like
face-up yourself in real life.
No, that was. I had makeup on too.
Looks like an avant-garde Dolce & Gabbana advertisement.
I had makeup on. But you see that sparkly shirt? This is the shirt in question, okay?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, get a little zoom on that Tucker in. There.
Take
a
look like at BO?
So I'll tell you. So I put it on. It smelled like
so
BO,
shocked.
Right? And we bought it the day before the Streamer Awards. And I say, hey, look, I'll buy this shirt, but it reeks of BO. So some fucking animal tried this.
Some beast.
Some beast. Tried this shirt on and they reeked.
Jeez.
And they reeked. And that left a smell on the shirt. So I said, I'll buy it, but you got to have it dry cleaned tonight.
And you told this to the people at the place?
Yes. And I'll pick it up the next day. Well, I come to pick it up the next day. It fucking still reeks of BO.
My God. Okay?
So they're like, we can fix it. So they douse it in like so many industrialized cleaners, chemicals, and they get rid of the smell.
But you at an atomic level.
Yes. But you know when you get rid of a smell and you know the smell is going to come back, like the natural scent of whatever it is, you can only mask something for so long. Well, this shirt, it masked it for a minute, but during the Streamer Awards, it started to come back.
Man.
And I was pissed. And dude, so I...
And I don't think I've ever seen you pissed like this either, because I was also present at the Streamer Awards. And the way that I knew that Austin was furious about this is that, like, I had stood up to, like, go to the bathroom or something, and all of a sudden, I see Austin, like, he's walking. He's fucking pissed. He goes, and he goes, fuck! Fuck!
I was just in the middle
of this like banquet hall, like, and I'm like, he's going by me. I'm like, Austin, what the fuck's wrong? He's like, Ted, man, this shirt it stinks, man. This shirt freaking stinks, and I'm pissed, and I never smell. I never smell.
It's
he
true.
Looks at me in the eyes,
it's
and I'm like, Ted, I never smell.
No, it's true. It's true.
Yeah, and then I gave it a whiff, and it was like it wasn't that bad
at
all.
But still, man, BO is like if you either of you smelled like BO. It would ruin my image of you.
Really?
Yeah. If I've met people that they smell like BO, and it's just like I can't think of them the same anymore.
What?
And it's this special type of BO that's so bad, so bad that you just like are like that person
like
doesn't take care of themselves.
Smells like a deli or something.
Yeah. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it. And that to me,
I just thought you would know that.
Don't smell bad.
Well, like okay, smell sorry, good. An Italian like, sub sandwich.
Yeah, like a certain kind of meat. It's just ugh.
You know,
the meat sweats. Mm-hmm. Perhaps
the meat sweats.
What do we smell like?
You guys smell. I don't even smell you.
Huh.
Ted, you smell like a very normal. You smell like a very generic, like cleaner that you'd get at Target.
Okay, this is a pretty new article of clothing.
No, but it smells like it smells like
I do shop at Target though. That's such a specific.
What's the the Clorox? What the Tide Pods?
Tide Pods.
It sounds like you use Tide laundry detergent, don't you?
Yeah,
that's what you smell like.
What is there other?
Now Schlatt has a more.
I like the way that you're like coming up to us. You're kind of like you're burrowing into us as you're smelling.
Well, I have to get a good smell.
I know, but the visual
Schlatt,
is.
Okay, so Ted, you smell like Target, which is good. It's a good smell.
Okay.
Schlatt, you have some pheromones mixed in there, right?
Okay.
And it's sexy. It's
come
sexy.
On, man. What's going on?
Ted, you're sexy too.
Should
but
I
it's
have?
Sexy.
I should have worn my. I should have worn my Tom now, Ford kind of tobacco and vanille.
You smell like this great flavor of gamer subs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Thank you.
Which is one of my favorite guacamole gamer fart 9000.
And you can use code Schlatt for 10% off.
You can.
On the
and,
site.
And not only that, it's coming through your pores and making you smell delicious. It's giving sort of like a pheromone scent.
I didn't even
pay
him for this.
You're winning so hard
I
right
didn't
now.
Even pay him for this.
Yeah,
dude, every
but Ted, you smell good.
Okay,
too.
Well, riddle me this.
Both of you smell great.
There was one time that I was wearing I have a cologne that I wear. And there was one time that I actually beckoned you and I said, "Hey, come smell me."
Yeah. Come
and
hither.
You were a fan of it when I had that on.
You're a sexy guy, Ted.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you smell good. You smell good that time and you still smell good now. You have a neutral like it.
I've got a neutral scent.
Yeah, you have a neutral scent. You smell good. This Excellent. Is a good smell. You both smell good.
Wow.
Thank you.
None of you smell. There are some people in this industry
you
that
heard
don't
it here
smell
first,
good
folks.
Sometimes.
This is not a smelly podcast studio.
Mm-mm.
It ain't.
Smell good. Do I smell right?
Schlatt?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You smell. Yeah, he's got like a luxurious smell to him where it's like, okay, this bitch is expensive.
It's like hotel soap and shampoo.
I'll take that.
Honestly, I feel like it's. I feel like you're. Well, what type of hotel? Because I mean,
five star.
Five star. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's a different story. You know.
Thank you.
It's definitely yeah. You've got like a nice. You're like a nice room spray.
Nice. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I did put on cologne, but it must have faded.
Mm-hmm.
I wear what's the cologne I wear? It's It's called Spice Bomb by. I forget who it's by, but it's called Spice Bomb.
Mm,
it's, Spice it looks Bomb. Like a grenade.
I thought you were going to say it's shit by John Mayer.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Me neither. I think, but it's kind of funny to
for
think
context,
about.
For anybody that doesn't watch Fear End, there's a rumor that Cutie spread that John Mayer likes to watch women shit on glass tables as he sits under it. We don't know if it's true or not, but we're spreading it.
Tucker, would you get on that?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about Spice Bombs. Here's a truth bomb.
Okay.
You look absolutely fucking smacked. In that photo.
Like
you
smacked. Look,
this is like the moment that like all the drugs that you took like 45 minutes before are hitting you all at once. or the flashback moment that That's So Raven.
This moment, I'll tell you what happened in this moment. Hassan had, they had accused me of something. It was like Hassan and I sleeping together or something. And then I looked into the camera and then ran off the set. And so that was captured.
Ted, this is the face that you'd zoom into.
That's a Raven?
You move into it with the camera and zoom out at the same time.
Oh, a dolly zoom in?
Yeah.
I don't know why this, of all the things from the event, this is the photo that was the most predominant. But
yeah.
I was wearing eyeliner. By the way, I couldn't get that fucking eyeliner off for like 3 days.
Honestly, was that such a big deal though?
I mean, I got compliments. I just looked like I was doing the walk of shame for several days after.
Do you still have that outfit?
I don't have the shirt. I gave the shirt back and I switched it out for a different shirt, but I still have the pants.
Okay.
And they're still folded in my suitcase. I haven't unpacked it.
Hmm.
I just don't know. I'm never going to wear that glittery outfit, like maybe to an event. It just anywhere but LA, this would look ridiculous.
You could do a little strut down Rodeo Drive with that.
Perhaps.
And, you know.
Yeah. Perhaps I could. And you know what? Thank God I don't have the shirt because I won't smell bad anymore. Because the smell came back, I had to return it. I didn't have my Spice Bomb cologne. By the way, I wanted to tell you one thing about Spice Bomb. It looks like a grenade.
Okay.
Yeah, and it got confiscated by air.
I suppose the bomb part of it. Yeah.
I took it to the UK and the security confiscated it.
They took the Spice Bomb?
They took the Spice Bomb because it looked like a grenade.
That's fucked up.
And I was like, guys, come on. It's not.
So you were like, but it's not actually.
Yeah, I said,
grenade.
It's not actually. And they're like, we know, but it looks like one. And so they just took it.
When we were.
You never got it back?
No.
I have a funny story about this. When we were making the flavor for Titty Milk, which is my Gamer Supps flavor.
Yeah. In the Gamer Supps labs. Mm.
In the labs, they would send me little tiny packets of samples.
And like a white powder.
Yeah, it's a white powder. You put it in the water. You put it in the water, and then you mix it up, and it looks a little cummy. That's the whole point.
Okay.
And so, at any given moment, I'd be traveling around with these little baggies.
Oh my god!
Of white.
Were they in the little Ziploc bags?
They were Ziploc.
Oh my
bags.
God!
Tiny little Ziploc bags, exactly what you'd put cocaine in.
Yeah.
Which I mean, not that I'd.
Little bumpers.
Not that I'd know. What's a bumper? I have no idea. I just know bumper, that
usually,
miserable cat.
I mean, I kind of made up the phrase just then, but it, like if you were to do cocaine, it's like a little bit of it, it would be referred to as doing a bump.
Yeah, a bump of cocaine. And that's why I keep this pinky nail a little longer than the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's how you get energized.
Yeah.
When Titty Milk isn't doing it for you, you just...
Exactly. You switch right over.
Yeah. And it's good. You tested Titty Milk with...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com. You lace.
You ever done cocaine, Austin?
Never. Do I look like a guy that does drugs?
Yeah.
I did it once in a video game.
Really?
Yeah, I did once in a video game, and it was just not interesting to me at all, because I realized very soon after that for someone with ADHD like me, who takes stimulants every single day that are essentially a legal form of meth, trying cocaine in a video game is essentially just a shortened version of that, and it sucks.
I've never even tried it in a video game.
Really?
Never tried it. I'm terrified of it. Weed is the only drug that I do.
Yeah, it is kind of scary too. Yeah. So it was like it was a lot of convincing that I had to get me to
you never
try
know.
It in a
with
video
all
game.
The shit that's on the streets these days, you never know what the hell's in it.
Oh yeah, yeah. With like the fentanyl.
I had fentanyl.
In the last year, I believe the authorities in the United States have confiscated enough fentanyl to kill every single woman and child and man in the United States.
So everyone.
Every single woman and child and man.
It sounds more intense when you women, children, and man
and everyone else as well.
It's like when you hear everyone, you're just like, oh, okay. But when you hear men, women, children,
yeah, it's a lot.
It's like a lot. It included in everyone.
Yeah, I just think that there's so much more intensity when you say women and children, because then there's some emergency going on.
Yeah,
yeah.
So let me clarify.
You've had fentanyl. You did say that you've had it.
Yeah,
you've
we
had
kind
it?
Of breezed past it.
I'm sorry.
I
breezed past it.
Surgical scenario. So I had an upper endoscopy where they stick a camera down your throat and look at your stomach.
Uh-huh.
And they gave me fentanyl for that to relax my throat. And dude, they gave me 25 mics, okay? Which is like 25 milligrams is like would kill you. 25 mics is like whatever. How many mics is in a milligram?
Like
1,000, right?
Something
so
1,000
mics
are... a microgram.
Are, yeah. 1,000 mics are in 1 milligram. So mm-hmm. they
he
give
says
me
mics like he like
this I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Well, I mean that's what they told me. They said 25 mics.
Wow.
And I was like, so
do we got a?
I don't know what mics is.
Microgram.
Microgram.
Yeah.
So anyway, 25 micrograms.
It's probably like a multiple of 10 less right. than a milligram.
It's a thousandth.
Yeah. So 1,000. Yeah. So they give me 25 of them, and it hits me, and my entire body goes, ugh, and like I can't breathe. My whole body goes numb, and then I blacked out.
Whoa.
That
that's kind of scary.
That shit is not anything to fuck with. You don't want to fuck with that shit. I am never doing it. Well, I mean, it was surgery, but like.
Is that what they normally use it for? Is for medical?
Yeah, that's what it's meant
for. Knocking people out. Is that is that like an alternative to anesthesia?
No, it's part of the anesthesia. So evidently it relaxes you in a way that other drugs can't. So they gave me Propofol. You know the stuff that killed Michael Jackson?
I may have been given. What about Michael Jackson?
You know, they killed Michael Jackson used Propofol or whatever to sleep. And that's what they use in surgery to like, put people out.
He should use a bed. Next time,
yeah, maybe if he given another chance.
You
maybe.
Think he was? You think he was like?
Well, I mean,
you think he was
in
sleeping,
a bed.
Standing up like a horse, or something.
No, he was in a bed.
He did, I he feel like he didn't really know how to be a human. Sometimes,
yeah, okay,
yeah,
yeah, but no, he was sleeping in a bed when he died.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
He just
he figured it out.
He just never woke up.
At least he
up.
Didn't die on a toilet.
Yeah,
that would have been embarrassing.
Would have been.
So this. Long story short, don't do fentanyl, kids.
Yeah. I think I may have gotten it then because when I got my wisdom teeth out, they knocked me out for that.
They probably didn't give you fentanyl for that. They gave you Propofol. I'm a hypochondriac, so I know a lot about this weird
so many
medicine.
Words.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Propofol is like...
Hypochondriac is like someone who is like... it's like you're... Oh... You know, you have a slight little pain when you're breathing, and you're like, "Oh shit, am I going to have a heart attack?" And
oh my god, it's heart disease. Oh my god, it's cancer.
Yeah, it's just sort of a hyper sort of awareness of your health and being worried about it. It's like
you start looking like that.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like you stub your toe, and you're like,
"Yeah,
I have osteoporosis."
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or yeah, you there's like a very clear, reasonable explanation for why you're feeling like I'm feeling under the weather right now.
So WebMD must really be like. Your kryptonite.
Oh yeah, I mean, I definitely look at WebMD a lot, but that's why I know a lot about medicine because of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because I know all the names of the drugs, I could be a doctor.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure. Why are you moving away from me?
I'm not.
Is it because I said I was feeling under the weather? I'm fine. Don't worry. You're not going to get what I get. Trust me. Your immune system is much more robust.
You're not going to get what I get.
What I got.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
You're not going to get what I got.
So
you're indestructible.
There's something interesting that I feel like has been a topic in your existence as an online content creator. And that is the timbre and texture of your voice. Is that something you'd be comfortable talking about?
Sure.
Because I think it's like just sort of like an interesting
Why
sort of scenario.
Sounds like that.
Because you have, I mean, it's one of those things where it's sort of a part, and I've seen you talk about this on Twitter, it's sort of a part of your brand in many ways. Where, you've got this like raft of which I personally find to be very charming.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's how I've always known you.
Mm.
But it's, I suppose you could expand on it. It's something medical that you have.
So I'll tell you about it. So I've noticed this rasp has sort of gotten worse over the last several years. And I went to an ENT, so ears, nose, throat, and they stuck something up my nose to look at the back of my vocal cords. And they said, oh my gosh, you have a polyp. A polyp can be cancerous, it can be benign. Thankfully, the polyp that I have is benign, so it's not. It's not going to kill me, but it, and I don't really know how to explain it too much, but it's basically just a growth. Basically, I caused some trauma to my vocal cords, and they bled, and when it healed, it created like a polyp or a cyst, right? A very hard thing that obstructs the air I'm probably butchering this. Somebody in the comments is going to tell me. That's not how it is.
This is starting to, it sounds reasonable to me.
But that's something, that generally that's what it is. And so when I talk, I have this rasp. And so it technically needs to be removed to get rid of the rasp. I could have surgery on it. I'd have to go on vocal rest for a month. After that, I wouldn't have the rasp anymore. And I would sound like maybe I did, if you look back at videos of me maybe 3 years ago, well, depends on the video, but I would sound like not raspy anymore.
You were raspy 3 years ago.
Yeah, but so I probably had the polyp. I think I'm more raspy now.
Yeah.
So maybe, have you thought about where it may have originally come from? Because obviously when you're doing content stuff, I mean, when you were first doing your Love versus Host as the Rodgler or whatever.
Or
I mean,
host.
Love or host. You.
Yeah.
He's probably never had one.
No.
Like, I feel like back then, I mean, you were there was a period in which you were not visually, like you hadn't face revealed or whatever.
I'll tell you where it came from. And it wasn't from doing different voices.
I was thinking it was yelling.
Yell a lot. This is what I did. So have you ever heard of like a tick? Like I don't have Tourette's, but like a tick, like a...
Yeah.
Like that? Ah! Well, not like that, but like I've gotten these little things and I've always had it.
It's like the most like base level like understanding of it.
As a kid, I would have these tics. Like I would like, what was it? Like my neck. I always go like this and like that.
Yeah.
And again, it's not something that like really is too bad, but I got one in my throat and I would always go like this. I go like that.
Mm. Oh.
And it got to a point where I would do it so.
Audio listeners love you to death. You just like swallowed three times.
Yeah. So I would do that a lot. And I did it so much that it caused my throat to be like super sore. And I caused trauma to my vocal cords by doing that movement. And it was like a tick that I couldn't stop doing.
Right.
And that's what caused it. And part of the fear of doing the surgery is that the tick's going to come back and I'm going to like permanently damage my vocal cords while they're supposed to be healing.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So but also like, that sets your voice.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like a brand at this point.
Do you think that at a certain point the polyp could be like, is it still growing or is it like?
So they said it could get worse. It could spread to the other vocal to compensate for the weaker vocal cord. I may have a second one. I have no idea. I haven't had it looked at in a minute, but they said it's like not, you can live with it. They highly recommended I get it fixed, but you can live with it. It's not really going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It could, like I said, it just could go to the other side. The only downside is I just lose my voice easily.
Right.
So
as a hypochondriac, as a self-proclaimed hypochondriac,
yeah.
How do you balance like in your head the pros of removing it, as you know, these doctors are saying that they highly recommend moving it, removing it, versus like the cons of, you know, being on vocal rest or like the possibility of redeveloping another one. Mm. Like, how does that, what's your thought?
Well, my hypochondria is pretty much rooted in like anything that's life threatening. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's not life threatening, I don't really worry about it too much.
Mm-hmm.
If they were like, you're going to lose your voice permanently, I would be very scared and I would get it addressed.
Right.
But
it's not like nodes or something like that.
No, it's not the case. And they made it seem like you can do this whenever it's convenient for you.
Gotcha.
So okay. They weren't like, you need to come in, emergency surgery. This, like, you know Adele, the singer?
Didn't she have nodes?
That's what she had. She had the exact same thing.
Oh, so is what you have similar to nodes?
Yeah, it's like a polyp node. It's a nodule. It's the same thing.
Oh, I had always heard
that. I'm probably going to get butchered by doctors or fake doctors in the comments.
Because, you know, when I was growing up, I did like the theater and singing and shit like that. And I remember always hearing about how like nodes was like, oh, that's the death of a singer kind of situation or something like that. I mean, Adele is still singing.
Yeah, she still sounds great.
But I guess it's like, maybe it's something along the lines of Grammy Award winning and platinum vocal artist Adele underwent vocal cord surgery on October 2011 to alleviate recurrent hemorrhaging caused by a benign polyp in her vocal cord.
That's
okay.
Exactly what I have.
Wow.
Yep. So I can't like, and I'm not a singer.
Oh, yeah, you are.
I mean, I can sing a little bit.
I sang with you in a bar.
Yeah, I used to be able to sing so much better. I can't control my voice as much because I can't do a falsetto. I can't, you know, like I can't do what I used to do. And so that, for that, it's frustrating. But also, like, I've created an iconic voice for myself, and I kind of like it. I kind of like the rasp. It's sexy.
Voice. I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, though, that I would, if it's something that would dissuade your worries about your brand, is that I, you know, the rasp is not the entirety of your voice. So if it is something that you are interested in doing, but the only reason you're not is because you feel like you'll lose some form of your identity online, I don't think that you should be too worried about that, because I mean, the timbre and the tone of your voice is not going to change.
No.
And you were, you know, doing it, and it's progressively, the raspiness has increased over the years, but I mean, like, I just don't think it's going to...
I'd be pissed if I lost it. Yeah, if you sounded healthy and like you didn't smoke a pack a day for 30 years, I would be a little upset.
That's the only thing that bothers me, though, is when people say I like they think I smoke cigarettes.
That's fine. Smoking is cool.
I can't smoke weed anymore.
Why not?
Because I lose my voice too quickly.
Oh.
I eat edibles.
Do you drink at all?
Because
I found that I lose my voice sometimes.
I've been drinking more recently.
Steadily increasing your consumption of alcohol.
Yes, and I didn't understand why people drank until recently.
Really?
Yeah. How old are you? I've been getting so drunk recently.
How old are you?
29.
Okay.
Or excuse me, 28. Sorry.
You're excused.
Thank you. I like always when I turn an age, I always think I'm the next one.
Right.
You don't think that like puffing on a cigarette is cool?
Looks cool. They had a point back in the day. It looks really cool.
You ever seen The Outsiders?
Ever, coolest shit ever.
No.
The movie The Outsiders?
Have you?
Yeah, you mean the book.
There's a movie,
was
too.
Adapted to a movie.
Well, yeah, but the movie, I'm talking about the movie. Sure, yes, the book that everyone had to, a bunch of people in California had to read in high school or whatever.
I had to read that shit, too.
You had to read that shit?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have to read it. Tucker and I definitely didn't. Did you have to read The Outsiders? Yeah, no. We didn't have to read The Outsiders of Massachusetts, but Shay was saying that she was obsessed with the story, but she showed me the movie recently, and there's this intro scene where there's this guy, it's like two sides of this town where you got the greasers and the Grimblows. Like kind of like the Grimblows, but they're like rich people, and they're called like it begins with an S or something. I don't know. They're like just basically the rich kids, the preppy kids on the other side. And it intros with this main character guy who's like one of the leaders of these greasers, and he's smoking a cigarette, and he's like, and he's got like that kind of like face on where he's like, yeah, and he's wearing the leather jacket and stuff. You'd probably think he's hot.
Well,
it's cool as fuck.
Probably.
And you know that's cool that guy right there.
No, bring him back.
Bring him back. Look at him.
Oh yeah.
Look at that. Cool. I mean, come on.
That's right cool.
There. Come on, look at that guy. Sexy. He is an absolute fucking asshole, though. At the beginning of the movie, I mean, he is just straight up sexually harassing a woman. And what's up?
Is that Pony Boy?
Could be.
The problem.
Who's the guy? Whoever the guy that took the kids to the church to hide them out.
Oh no, that's not Pony Boy.
The problem is the cigarettes. If you could only look like that forever, smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, because then your teeth start falling out.
You start getting wrinkles.
Yeah, you start looking like you start essentially turning into a corpse.
Yes, quite literally. It just starts to look like shit.
But so, damn, does it look cool?
Looks cool when you're young.
Well, what if you start vaping instead?
But that's a good alternative. It's a really good alternative.
It's a good alternative to get off of cigarettes, but I mean,
or to ease yourself in.
Oh, right.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, but I think I would need some kind of like soft landing because this I've tried, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's terrible. It's terrible.
I took one hit of a cigarette on accident because I thought it was
on accident. Like, oh no, I fell into the cigarette. No. Oh no, it's so good.
No. So anyway, in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Right. You're either, you know, somebody's passing you something, it's usually a joint.
You're either smoking weed or you're hiring prostitutes.
Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. By the way, I did go to Amsterdam and hire a prostitute.
Or you're riding a bike.
Really?
Yes. I wanted to experience it.
Did you hear what he just said?
I didn't
know that.
Okay.
He hired a prostitute in Amsterdam.
Well, let me get to the cigarette, then I'll tell you about the prostitute in Amsterdam. I took a drag of it, and it was my lungs collapsed. I felt them collapsing, and I just dropped it on the ground. I like couldn't breathe, so I just can't imagine what it's like to actually smoke like a pack a day.
Yeah,
like, I couldn't. I was like, it like sucked all the air out of me.
You were like there was flashing images of those things they show you when you're in high school of like the black lungs.
Yes.
It was just,
I was like, and I couldn't breathe. Weed is complete, much smoother. Highly recommend it to anybody.
And I mean, and it's one of those things where it's, I mean, as I mean, there are people that are, have like a sort of a physical addiction to being high, but in general, I would say that weed is not addictive as nicotine is.
No,
not as cool though. Not as cool though.
I've read that nicotine is pretty much as addictive as heroin.
Yeah, but nicotine is the coolest looking drug by far. By far.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is.
You can't even.
You don't smoke though.
No, I would never smoke. Oh. No.
It is definitely cool.
Yeah.
In certain situations. You put on a leather jacket, white shirt, greaser, it fits. Anyway, I hired a prostitute in Amsterdam. So I really wanted to experience what it was like to do something in the red light district. But I'm a gay guy. I don't really like women as much. It's not really my thing.
Mm-hmm.
In case
you just don't like women in general, or like just
no. I mean, you know, I like women platonically.
What do you feel? How do you feel about like women being in positions of power, like in politics?
You know, I think we could do without it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. Of course, I think women are power. Women, I love women. I love powerful women. It's a very sexy thing to me. Not like sexy, sexual. It's just like a...
Like Shiv Roy from
Succession.
You're
all over the place.
Right.
Bitch.
Am I?
How many tampons do you think a woman uses a day during their period?
That is something that I have no idea. That is something that... that
yeah,
is
I just want, I want you to even, guess. I just want you to guess.
I don't even live in that world.
I know, which is why I think it would be
which
funny
is
if you
why,
guessed.
Like, obviously, women have periods and it's beautiful, right?
Well, that wasn't the question. That wasn't the question of whether or
it's
not
beautiful.
They existed.
No, but it's like...
Do you believe in the existence of periods?
I do. I really do, and it's beautiful.
It's good. Okay.
It's everybody... It's so gorgeous.
I'm not asking you to tell me that periods are gorgeous.
It's
they're bleeding out of the crotches.
Yeah,
but
it's
like,
natural and beautiful.
Okay, but how many tampons do you think they use a day?
I don't know. I'd say maybe 2 to 3.
Okay.
Is that right?
He's not going to
How
tell
the fuck
you.
Do I know? I'm a dude.
Well, I know, but you've been
you know,
with women
you know. That's why you asked.
Yeah,
you
I have
know
a general
that's why
idea.
You asked.
I have a general idea, but I like to keep it in the air.
Obviously, I know women have periods, right? It's not something that escapes
I know. It just sort of feels like you...
But I just... It's,
you didn't know.
No, but it's just something that I never think about because I'm with men most of the time. And I just don't think about it as like a thing.
Why would you ever think about it?
That's why it's a really funny question to ask a gay guy.
Walking down the road... How many tampons do women use?
But
I wonder.
It's so weird. It just doesn't enter my... Like, that's something you guys probably think about.
No.
No,
never.
But like, it's probably in your realm
never.
Of thought because
no.
you guys have been with women before, right? You've been...
Not all bread is created equal. And if you like your soft, fluffy, moist, and delicious, then Hero Bread and Buns should be your first choice. But Hero Bread isn't just about taste and texture. It's high in fiber with ultra-low net carbs with 0 grams of sugar. Order today at hero.co and use the code AH10 to get 10% off your first purchase. That's AH10 at hero.co, hero.co for 10% off your first purchase.
Maybe
I know I have.
Yeah, right. That's public, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, it's very public. So your girlfriend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
me too.
She
Tucker.
Has.
I've been.
Well, let's not talk about. I don't want to talk about her
fucked.
Specifically, but you—that's
sure.
definitely a factor in your relationship that you got to consider, right?
Flow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I suppose
no, that would not be a factor in mine.
Really?
Yeah. She starts talking to me about flow.
Not even rap flow? Not
no,
even
no,
she pulls
no.
out a pulls
what
out some
is flow?
Sick,
the only
sick,
flow I know is the
flow?
Progressive lady.
Blood flow. Blood flow.
Flow from progressive. If she comes up in conversation, I'm also done. The only... Because she's trying to sell me insurance.
Yeah.
And it's
right.
not really like, you know, like the one-sided relationship.
Yes.
No, I'm done. I don't care about the tampons.
Yeah,
either.
We don't. But anyway, how many a day?
How many a day?
Yeah.
If I had a guess,
I mean, it
I'd
depends on flow.
Or four.
It depends on flow. Would you agree, Tucker? It depends on flow.
Yeah, it depends on flow.
Yeah, and you've got different types. You've got different types. You get the super max. You got. I mean, there are
super
so many
max.
You got. There's so many different names for like
that's
the
a,
amount of suck some of these tampons
that's an
have.
Airplane model.
Look. It's beautiful.
You've got the
and
you've
natural,
got,
and no, that's I think
okay.
what we should.
No one has ever claimed that period. No one has ever made an implication that you believe that periods are either not beautiful nor a natural
I just
part
wanna
of.
Make it,
of
clear that women are queens and it's natural and beautiful.
Okay.
And they should be in positions of power.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to close the gender pay gap. Right, Schlatt?
Excellent. You are killing it right now. You are killing it, dude.
My audience is loving this.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Tell me
which about... is also your audience.
But sorry, I pulled you away from your prostitute experience.
Yes,
though.
So I decided last time I was in Amsterdam that I was going to purchase some time in one of the windows. But I couldn't do it alone, so I brought a friend with me.
So they got like a slot thing.
Yeah.
You're checking out a room
at
the library.
Yeah, so if you haven't been to Amsterdam, you walk through the red light district and there's girls in windows and when the red light's on, you can
oh, like a red light turns on.
It's literally called the red light district because they're in windows with red lights.
Mm.
And when the red light's on and the curtain's open, they're open for business.
And you see they're like advertising themselves?
Yeah, they're sitting. Right? Yes, they're standing in the window and they're advertising themselves. They're propositioning themselves by just looking the way they look. And so I decided, well, I'm going to take my friend who is also, yep, just like that. That's the way they look. This is from Amsterdam. Oh, I know. It may have been one of the, is that a man in the window?
That's a dude. That's got to be a dude.
Nice. Dudes.
Wow. Wow. That's, I did not see those windows. But anyways,
cool.
So I went with my friend. And I was like, hey, let's do it. Let's just both go in there and see what happens. And we go in and I say, how much?
Tucker, change the tab. So let's...
We don't
want to get distracted.
We don't want to... I didn't want to like have sex or do anything like that.
What?
I didn't want to do that. This is the first time I ever telling this story, by the way. And so I decided, I was like, here's 50 euros. That's what they charge. And I was like,
50 bucks?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm with my friend. I really don't want to get my dick out. Like, I don't want to do anything. We were drunk. Let's just have fun and maybe we can touch your boobs. That was all I wanted to do. And we went in there and it was a whole bait and switch thing. They had us in there and they're like, oh, 100 euros more to touch the boobs. I'm like, no. No, 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 no.
Oh, well,
that's not what I paid for.
That starts tracking for me, though, because 50 bucks, like, just doesn't, I mean, but that doesn't seem like it's prostitution. Shouldn't that be more? Or men horny and desperate?
It was 50 euros for 20 minutes, right? First of all, I didn't get my full 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Second of all, didn't get to touch any boobs.
Whoa.
They tried to upsell me.
What'd you do?
They literally got me in there. And they tried to upsell me for more services. And I wasn't interested. I told them I was gay. They didn't believe me. And I was like, I'm not interested.
What type of services were they trying to upsell you?
Like, they wanted to give me a blowjob.
And what's the base service? Because you didn't get anything.
Well, I just, evidently, 50 euros just gets you in the door.
Yeah. Oh. It's hanging. That's the cover charge.
It was right. So interesting to me because I was thinking, oh my God, they would love this 50 euros just to touch boobs. Like, this is like the easiest money of their lives. But they wanted to, like, it's easier to just get them off and then get them out.
Yeah.
And they were not interested in anything, and so we just sat there and they kind of like just had an awkward conversation and I used the restroom and then I left. We both left and we didn't get anything. We didn't get to touch boobs, didn't get anything, and we wasted all our money. And forget getting your money back. The customer service doesn't exist in those situations.
Yeah, it's a prostitution.
What are you gonna do? You're gonna like go on Twitter? This brothel really scammed me.
I mean, I didn't, you know.
Man, I paid $50 to touch boobs. They didn't even let me. What the fuck?
Yeah. Amsterdam's boobs and butts is the worst prostitution service that I've ever had. And then you get like an auto reply thing on Twitter where it's like, it's like, hi, Austin, Jerry here. Can you explain more about your problem?
So
I got really pissed, by the way.
Oh, man, this happened recently. But like, I wish I would have been able to tweet it. Because I couldn't get the picture. But you know those body scanners at the airport?
Yeah, the ones that go whoom.
Yeah, foom, foom. I usually have pre-checks, so I don't go through them. But this time I got randomly selected to go through them. And the body scanner, it would have been such a good tweet, Ted.
Yeah.
Because the body scanner took a picture. You know how it shows where you have things?
Mm-hmm.
And it shows all the squares. All the squares were like, you can see them overlapping right on my crotch.
Jeez.
And I was like, oh my God, that would have been such a good tweet. And you would just caption it, got randomly selected for a pat down or something like that.
Dude.
And it's just, my body would just like, just all the crotch.
That's so funny. They would never let you take a photo of that though.
But, yeah, but the, what are they going to do? Hey, you can't do that. Whoops. You know what I mean? And then I have it.
Yeah. I have it and I'm running and they're running after me, but it's too late.
Yeah, what are they going to do? I mean, come on. It's all theater anyway. They don't catch
security
shit.
Theater. Yeah.
It's so secure. They don't catch shit.
So you've got pre-check.
Yeah.
And do you ever try clear?
I have clear too.
You have clear and pre-check?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work? So you do clear and then you go.
Yeah. They're not, what's that word where mutually exclusive? You can have them both.
Do you have global entry?
No.
You should get global entry.
I should. Next time I get a
pre-check. Because when I was coming back from Ireland, it was like, my mom has global entry, and she just blew right through the
frickin'. I'm going to be honest with you. Global entry, which, by the way, you could pay, when you pay for global entry, you get pre-check. Global entry, I think, is worth it, maybe, but like, I've never really been in that long of a line, mostly because I'm usually flying business class, and usually you get off the plane first, and you're to the check.
Well, it's funny too, because like the global entry isn't even like a super complicated setup. Like when we were coming back from Ireland, it was like my mom walked up to this little kiosk thing, and it's literally a Logitech C920 with like on a Dell laptop probably, and she like put her face in it, and then it was like, "Welcome to the United States," and then she was like, "Oh, okay," and then she's like, just breezed on by.
Yeah, I like to talk to the border agents though.
I don't think they like to talk to you.
Yeah, they don't. But I like to chat. It makes me
you
feel
like
good.
To chat. Do you have a inciting moment in which you were like, I need pre-check. I need all this shit. Like, was there just something like
several
some
years
nightmare
ago,
situation?
It's just such a pain in the ass to take your shoes off and get your laptop out of your bag. God, and
you
everybody
sound like such a brat right
no,
now.
No, but hear me out, Ted. Everybody in the non-pre-check line are like traveling for the first time.
Right, all the dirty.
Oh my God. Dirty no, they're
like
not dirty.
Poories, as you would call them.
They're not dirty or poor. It has nothing to do with it. They're just lack of experience travelers.
Right, but they're still beautiful and
And they're just like, gorgeous. I don't know, they're just, you're beautiful, gorgeous, and natural.
And they're natural. Their dirt is natural.
They're just all the people that just like carry too much shit. It's like, did you think? Like, why do you have four layers of jackets and your baby and your shoes?
Yeah, why you
like
got a child?
Your buckled shoes. And it's like, you just, when you go through security, you should think about how it's going to be to remove all the articles of clothing that you're wearing.
Do you know what I hate the most about security lines at the airport? How they keep fucking changing the machines. But they don't change all of the machines. So, like, at any airport I've ever been to, it's, like, seven different types of machines. Oh, this one, you don't have to take your shoes off. Oh, this one, you do have to take your shoes off. Oh, this one has an automatic system where the fucking, like, trays will move and then, like...
Yeah, and, like...
And, like, you can barely, like, you have to kind of, like, shove your fucking shit in.
And everything, sometimes you got to put it in the tray, sometimes you don't have to put it in a tray, and they're mad at you either way because you don't know.
Yeah, you don't have your shoes on. The TSA agents are yelling at you like, you're an idiot. Schlatt is back. He's taking a big old... How was it?
It was good. I don't trust the bidet, though.
Really?
Yeah. Bidets are for you. You know, I think one bidet
Thank you.
Should correspond to one person or two people at most. I don't... trust a new remote with anything. I don't know.
You view it as an intimate.
I don't know
sort
what the owner has set the bidet to.
Right. It's what its calibration was.
Exactly. I mean, what if that thing starts spraying out cold water?
Or
that'd be terrifying.
I've had the cold water bidet before.
Yeah.
I have a cold water bidet.
I do too. You just get used to it.
The one that I have is a really high water pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've tried it.
Yeah, it was brutal.
It's shocking.
It was brutal.
It's shocking, but I've gotten used to it, and now I can say that I've got a loose asshole now. I mean,
really?
Yeah,
that's not how it works, Ted.
Really?
I apologize.
I'm not a bottom, but that's not how it works.
You don't use a bidet to prepare for?
No, oh no, that'd be good preparation. Actually,
you need to go deeper for that. You need deeper. You need an enema.
The bidet goes.
What do you like? Open it up.
I don't know. I'm not. I'm not a bottom.
I heard bottoms do enemas.
They do.
Yeah.
What is? I mean, is this too gross to be talking about? Or
potentially?
Like,
okay. But you just squirt. Basically, TLDR. You squirt it, water up your butt.
That's a bidet.
No. That's like knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Bidet's knocking at the door. Yeah. Enema is entering the home and extracting.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're doing a full
home
service.
Invasion.
Yes.
Okay. Home invasion. Okay. Yeah.
Not necessarily.
Well, it's funny because that sounds less like someone getting an enema and more like someone being physically forced into getting an enema as the home invasion version.
Yeah, that sounds a little bit problematic.
Yeah.
But I want to be clear about my prostitute story.
Okay.
Women are beautiful and everything was natural.
And everything was natural. Okay.
Was natural.
Really?
Yeah. But
the boobs were natural.
TLDR on the prostitute story, I just wanted to experience what it was like. All I wanted to do was touch boobs. They tried to upsell me on blowjobs and sex and all sorts of other
kind of sounds like you just things. Walked into a convenience store, but for prostitutes.
Yes. And that's what it was like in Amsterdam. And you know what? I respect their hustle and they're beautiful and natural and gorgeous.
Okay. Thank you. I'm so glad that that is
and how powerful.
You, and powerful.
And powerful, especially because they were upselling right. you. I mean, they were, you know, they're on the grind set.
They knew what they were worth.
And you know what? They got 50 euros for 5 minutes of trying to convince me. And when they knew that I was just not it, they sent me out and they're all queens and I'm not even complaining about it.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful and natural.
I'm so glad that you are so not sour about this.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. I didn't even ask for my money back.
Really? You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Are you lying to me?
Positive.
Okay.
Didn't even ask to speak to the manager.
It's sort of a bold thing to attempt to speak to the manager of a prostitute. Like, that just seems like
I may have lost my life if that would have been the case.
Well, I mean, it's legal in Amsterdam, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it's legal.
Yeah, I don't think
it's regulated and legal. There's a lot of things that probably go on that
I don't think that you're going to be having to go through like the and I only know this because of the South Park episode, but the bottom bitch and then to then you start communicating with the pimp and getting shot or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen.
That's true. It's legal and it's regulated. I don't know the inner workings of it. I don't know too much about it. But
and it's natural.
And it's natural and beautiful, just like everything else that we discussed about women.
Like flow.
So it's great. Like flow. Yes. Natural, beautiful. Whichever way it is.
You should have. You know what you should have done? And if you were just going to have a conversation with him, you should have asked questions about flow. And learned more about how beautiful and natural it was.
I have this feeling that would have been highly inappropriate.
With a prostitute? Do you think it would have been?
Despite how natural and beautiful it would have been.
Right. That's just a funny concept for, like, to say that there was, like, something that a prostitute would be like, no, this is kind of an inappropriate thing to be doing. This is not work talk.
You know, I mean, they probably wouldn't have enjoyed it, I imagine.
If you just were like, hi, I'm just
like
a,
me.
You could have just been like, I am a lost homosexual man and I'm in search of answers. I'm willing to pay for those answers.
I'm here for a health lesson.
A health lesson. That's a good way. I'm a natural philosopher.
Yes. I'm just doing an interview. I'm conducting an interview.
This is doing some market research.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think they have a Michelin guide for brothels?
A Michelin guide
in Amsterdam.
Oh, there! Have you ever been to a brothel?
No,
I've never been to one, but I heard about this place in Germany called Artemis.
Wait, what is the difference? Is brothels?
Brothels like where you go to like a house, like a facility.
Oh,
and like
facility.
There's just there's women walking around, prostitutes walking around, and you can. It's like a simulation.
It's like a club with a bunch of doors.
So
like
it's like a simulation.
What's the stuff in the red light district? Those aren't brothels?
No, you just kind of knock on the door and it's like a little bit more like hey, what do you want? What do you want? These are my services. Here we go.
It's like the Newbury Street of sex.
Yeah, the brothel's like almost like think about like a strip club, but everybody there is a prostitute and you can proposition them and you go upstairs and do your thing. It's a little bit more of a simulation, if you will. There's like a cover fee to get in,
right?
And then you know,
did it have like a bar or something? It's like a club.
I've never been in one. I'm just hearing it.
Oh, okay. It,
but yeah, interesting. Yeah.
So, what is something that you've been working on lately that you are like the most excited about that like might be coming out? Because this podcast, this is our must be our fourth podcast that we filmed, so it'll probably come out in about a month. So if there's anything that's coming out you or happening to you in about a month, then I would say you could talk about it now and it wouldn't be revealing anything.
Sure. Well, the thing I'm most excited about is Name Your Price.
Mm-hmm.
Name Your Price is coming back. I joined Misfits.
Ooh. And for people who don't know what Name Your Price is, what is that?
Great call. Name Your Price is a spoof of an old 70s game show. We dress up in 70s getup, and it's themed after the 70s. Instead of naming the prices of an item from Best Buy, it's all the things that we bought on Craigslist and eBay. So just like crappy old used stuff. And we play a game where we guess the prices of items as well as, you know, I don't really know how it works, to be honest with you, but it's fun.
And you smoke little fake cigarettes.
Yes,
little fake cigarettes.
No, they're real.
Have you been on Name Your Price yet?
No. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he has.
You were on the one of the early ones.
Yeah, he tried to, back when we did it remotely.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been on Name Your Price together.
Yeah.
You
were
you
on.
You just didn't remember that.
He's been on a couple.
Well, honestly, it didn't seem like
you've
remembered.
Been on a couple times.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like you remembered that we were
no,
on together.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, okay.
Totally did not remember.
I tried to get Schlatt on the in-person one, but the company went up in flames before I could do that.
Yeah, I did do the in-person.
You did.
And that was, that was a blast. I felt like, there are sometimes when you go on like streams and stuff, and there are days that you feel like, oh man, the jokes were flowing and it was natural and beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there's other times when, you know, you're like, I kind of felt a little awkward or weird. I felt so good after that.
Yeah.
Name Your Price. I've just... And honestly, I mean, Ali was great. He was fantastic. He was doing this Michael Jackson sort of like Jackson 5 era Michael Jackson like sort of bit the whole time, and he'd like improvised an entire song.
Yeah.
No, it was a blast. Song.
You were a very drugged out news anchor.
Yeah, I went the Will Ferrell.
Yeah, there's Ted
the
right there.
Man,
there he is. There's Ted.
Yeah.
There he is. I mean, it was.
That looks like it's a.
Yeah, the show's a lot of fun. It's loose. It's
loosey and goosey.
It's loosey goosey. People can play characters, and just like that. Ted, you look great.
Thank you.
You look great.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of fun to like enter into that little character mode. Man, when it comes back, you got to go on in person, man. I think you would.
Okay.
You would kick ass, dude.
Damn.
Thanks, Ted. Checks in the mail, Ted.
No, I mean, from what I've seen, Schlatt, whenever you excel very well at going on these game shows, and like, I don't know, I've seen when you go on game shows, like, you always kick ass. I think it would be, having you set up in the 70s attire, I think that would be great. I think everyone loved that.
As long as I get to smoke during it.
You absolutely get to, it's highly recommended.
It's encouraged, and honestly, it'd be offensive if you didn't.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
There's this guy on TikTok who's like, maybe 20, and he's just like really into smoking, and he makes TikToks
like cigarettes.
Yeah,
what's his name?
Yeah, I have no idea, but he comes up on my feed all the time, and it's like him just reacting to different comments people leave in the previous videos. And he's like, he just responds to them. What are you smoking for Easter? I don't know. I mean, I might get a pack of Marlboro Reds. Dude, and, you know,
this sounds like something I would love to see. Honestly,
the algorithm chooses based on what you like.
Yeah, it intrigues me. He responds to hate comments too. This is gonna kill you early. I don't care. I love the way it feels. Like, just unabashedly vouching for cigarettes.
Does he have like any
TikTok
sort of like regional accent or something?
No idea.
You could say no idea or no.
No.
Idea. Okay.
What does he sound like?
Just a guy.
Just
he's probably American.
Does he just have like an average American accent?
Yeah.
Like what I'm speaking with currently?
So. I think so.
We have natural American accents. You kind of have a New
York
twang.
Well, natural is an interesting way to put it.
And normal and beautiful.
Yeah. And normal.
But we have like a
there's
very standard American accent.
Yeah. I would call it the standard like general American accent. Like, you're not starting to speak with a drawl or something like that. Like, you're not walking around.
Schlatt's got a little
acting
New
like
York
you're
twang
from Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Like, you say a few things, and I'm like,
yeah.
You're from New York.
Where are you from, Austin?
I'm from Oregon. Born and raised.
Is there an Oregon accent?
There's actually parts of, like, southern Oregon that people have, like, a southern twang. It's interesting.
Oh, really?
So Oregon is very liberal in, like, three places, and the rest of the state is just, like, desert and conservatives and like Confederate flags, and
that's most of America.
Yeah,
oh, that's
most
true.
States.
I'm describing most states.
That's how it is in Washington too. It's like
Washington State.
Yeah, Washington.
Are
State.
Are you from Washington State?
No, I'm from Massachusetts.
Oh,
so I'm from actually
yeah,
the
I don't know.
Furthest away
that?
You could get from.
I was gonna say
in the continental
think,
U.S.
I knew you were from the East Coast. What did I say? What did you know about Washington? Are you from Washington?
Well, I've just driven
I'm
through Washington, and
oh, you're both from Massachusetts.
We went to high school together.
Terrible.
Cool.
I've driven through Eastern Washington. What the? What is that face you're making?
TJ Tucker I'm just excited
like,
to listen.
I know, but you like you. Tucker went like this. He went at me, and it was kind of scary. We've driven through Eastern Washington before, and it is just nothing out
nothing
there.
Man.
It is
that's
just
how Oregon is, basically.
Just plains and yeah. like not Desert. Even like fertile land. No, it didn't
it's
seem
beautiful
like.
And natural.
It's beautiful and natural, but
and
I mean,
beautiful. Yeah, that's right.
You know, it's sort of the in between, and that's yeah. It's just it's everything after Montana if you're driving.
Tucker, what's it like? You went to high school with Ted. What's it like to watch him grow up to be rich and famous?
Oh, we all knew it was coming.
Really?
Yeah, he was the theater star.
You were a theater star?
I do.
You're either going to be.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
When you're the theater star, you're going to grow up to be gay or rich and famous, and sometimes both. You must have been around a lot of gay people in theater.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of gay people. I mean, they weren't. Some of them weren't out of the closet yet, but I mean.
Because how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 25.
Even when we were in high school, it was tough to.
Oh yeah, no, that was still in the period of time where it was like, you know, you still had YouTubers releasing their
coming out,
you know.
I feel like it's still
the
tough
Ingrid Nielsen
gay in high school.
I think yeah, but I feel like it was tougher when we were in high school. But it depends on what part of the country you're in too.
I mean,
I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm neither gay nor still.
When
in
did
high
you
school.
Graduate high school?
It's still tough to be gay in general, but...
Yeah.
When did you graduate high school?
When did I graduate high school?
Yeah.
2013,
really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's 29. 8.
28.
You're not that much older than me. That's weird.
Yeah. But it feels like... But back
well, you
day,
would have been a senior when I was a freshman in high school. So, yeah. Like, that's wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. But we're very close to the same age. Schlatt, I can't believe you're as much younger than...
You're 23, yeah.
You are such an old soul. I was in Schlatt's car yesterday. Did people know what car you got?
Yeah.
He got a Lamborghini.
Oh,
he has
they know
a Lamborghini.
What car he
has. He's a Lamborghini. He rented a...
Urus.
A yep. Urus. Lamborghini Urus. And I was like listening to it. I was like, I heard this.
Dung, 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 dung,
yeah.
Dung, dung,
he had some music on from like the 20s that he just listens to very casually.
Really?
And like, I was like, I thought it was a joke.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey.
Yeah.
I love you.
Oh, well, that's
much.
Just because he played Fallout.
That's no.
No, I never played Fallout. I just want to start big
flame in your heart. Yeah.
And I thought he was listening to it ironically, but or unironically, but he.
And it's got
I
that. Was, it's got yeah. that little that little guy with the little voice, and he goes, "I don't want to."
Yeah. It can't be the 50s. This is like the 40s at least.
Maybe 40s.
40s.
Where were the ink
40s.
Spots around?
The ink
know.
Spots. I mean, you know when.
When were
know,
they in action?
I wonder when we. What was the active period? For the band The Ink Spots, who made a lot of popular songs. I mean,
the
Tucker.
30s and 40s.
30s and 40s.
Go, what I tell you. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you, but you're an old soul. You're even older soul than me.
I mean, that's sort of what the whole Fallout music period was the go. Pre-microtransistor era of like, oh, hey, we're going to have fusion.
Pre-microtransistor era of fusion?
Like the whole,
did you just say?
So the whole thing about Fallout.
He's right. You're
the whole thing about Fallout is that it's a representation of what the future would be, or the development of technology if the microtransistor was not invented.
Microtransistor,
like microchips and stuff. Like the technology is all like coil based.
Yeah, it's all
like TVs
you know,
are like
vacuum
CRT
tube,
still.
Vacuum tube, like robots. The screens in robots are like vacuum tube based stuff, and then like.
What does this have to do with the ink spots?
Because I'm talking about Fallout, there. Because the song that you just said is a very popular song in the Fallout soundtrack.
Oh, I never played Fallout.
You just listen to this music unironically.
Yeah. Well, I play DayZ a lot, and
that's
I
honestly
guess it's
great music. Yeah,
it's a similar vibe. To
yeah, apocalypse.
What I guess Fallout is.
So it's so funny that you will walk through an apocalyptic wasteland while playing the Ink Spots, and
yeah.
You found no. Connection in your because you'd never
well,
played Fallout before.
I don't know what the fuck
before.
Fallout is.
You don't know what it. You know
I've,
what it
I've,
is.
I've seen trailers. I've never seen a lick of gameplay. I've never experienced Fallout.
Are you probably have you played Skyrim?
No. I've watched Skyrim.
I'm concerned for you.
I love classical music, but not that far back.
I think you would like Fallout. Just okay. I'm just putting that there okay. Before you put all that right. Gun.
Yeah.
I think you'd like it.
Do you guys think I should start an OnlyFans?
I think that you would. It would do very well.
Yeah. Real question. Do you think I should start an OnlyFans? I would never go nude.
You're
would,
already okay. Here's the
I
thing.
Would only
you're
go
already
nude.
Posting shirtless photos of yourself for free online.
I know.
You're gonna like. You might as well do it with an audience that's willing to pay you to do that.
You should do whichever
what was that
service
noise?
Whichever service will give you a contract that has money attached already. Mm. Just do that.
Yeah.
Because OnlyFans is for cock. And if you don't have cock, you can go to one of the tamer options that will give you money to be there.
I could never show my cock.
Yeah.
You don't have to show your cock.
No, I can never do that. I can never be nude. I could be very close to nude, but that's about it. Never be nude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But honestly, I want to do it. I'm not putting out a lot of content right now, so I want to do it when I'm putting out a lot of content.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm not going to be doing content and going into doing some sort of lewd thing.
Well, you could. You totally could.
I think you absolutely could. And I think that it would help you answer a lot of like questions in the minds of the world.
I think I may do it because I'm at a point now in my life. I'm 28. It's like, I don't know how many years of being.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You got a couple more years in you.
You got at
you
least
to wither away.
seven years of hotness left. 35,
yeah,
right?
I'd say after that, I entered like a daddy era.
Yeah, but then that lends itself to a whole nother genre of content, you know?
It's very true. It's very true. I enter a new bracket.
Mm-hmm.
A new bracket.
Yeah, a new bracket. I don't know. I think you know why I kind of want to do it? Is because growing up, I was very insecure about my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now I'm not nearly as insecure as I was.
And so it's like a celebration.
It's like I'm finally.
And also you make money.
I've always, yeah, that's true. Would never be doing it for the money. I'd be doing it for the passion.
I would be a great manager for this page.
Really?
Yeah.
What percentage
would
you take?
I'd give you tips and tricks, at least 10, 15 maybe.
Percent?
Yeah.
Wow. Would you?
I'd plan out. I'd give you, we'd have a little shared Google calendar.
I'm looking and there is like this unexplainable reflection of money signs in Schlatt's eyes right now.
And I'd say, hey, here's what you have to do today.
I love this.
Today, Austin, at 9 a.m., you're gonna take all your clothes off.
I love.
Here's
the
what
fact
you're gonna do, and then it starts turning into like a thing where like, hey, my little beautiful flower.
I love the idea that
how's
no matter,
my best boy?
No matter what, if I do release an OnlyFans, I'm gonna say you're my manager.
Yeah, that's fine. And you know what? I'll be in the weeds. You don't have to do a thing.
You'll be pulling the strings.
You take beautiful and natural photos of yourself at 9 a.m. right in front of that mirror, spread open, maybe a little bit, leaning under.
Yeah.
And I will handle the rest of it. I mean, I really will. I'll be in the messages.
Perfect.
I'll be pretending.
So that's going to be in Photoshop, taking your bulge, going.
I'll be in the messages.
I mean, in the liquify tool in
to
Photoshop.
People pretending to be you, and I'll be flirting with them all day long.
Wow.
I guarantee it.
Wow.
I will do it so well.
You'd be a great manager.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever taken mirror photos like the one that I took?
Never.
Really?
No.
Not
I've
even privately.
I've never been at a place with my upper chest body, my torso, where I felt like, oh, like I'm ripped. Or
have
like
you ever
I can,
sent a dick pic?
I honestly, maybe in my life, like maybe once, and when it was like requested of me, not even not unsolicited or anything
that. Of course not. Of course. Have you?
No.
I have when I was like 16.
Cool.
They were also 16. But that's I hate when people are like, whoa, they were saying it's like I was also 16 at the time. I haven't done it since though.
Where are you going with this?
Austin, would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more games? Or would you rather have games? Unlimited games.
Unlimited games.
Or no games.
And that's an important question.
It's a very important question. I'd have probably unlimited games.
Why?
I don't.
You wouldn't
I
have
love
any,
bacon, but I like games more.
But you wouldn't have any.
Oh, like I would never have any more bacon ever again?
No. I think he's missing it. I thought you were being. I thought you were being totally clear, and I thought you were being crystal, and I thought it was cut and dry, but we might need another run
I
through
can
the
say it again.
Question.
Yeah, Austin, would you rather have unlimited bacon, but no more games? Or games, unlimited games, but no games.
I don't think you're being clear.
I don't
so
think
that's,
I started.
That's rich that you're saying that, because I'm totally, I've been under the impression that Schlatt's saying it. I mean, it's going in my ear, my brain's processing it. I'm like, ding, that makes sense. That's crystal.
Do you guys do this where you just like say something really confusing?
What are you screaming about?
What's confusing?
I'm very confused. I have no idea what the hell you're talking
about.
He's
being cut and dry with his wording here. I mean, he is just... Tucker, this is...
I feel like I'm being gaslit.
Question. This is a simple question.
Am I being gaslit?
You guys are fucking nuts. What is this?
We're nuts?
You need me to say it again?
Yes.
This is like asking, like, what's one
would
plus
you rather
two?
And have,
like, say it with me.
Would you rather have... Unlimited bacon or no
but
bacon.
No video game.
But no bacon.
But no.
When was that ever an option?
You seem to be really.
It's no bacon.
Did you slip something in my water?
Questions?
What's going on?
Ted, have I ever
stuttered?
Said no bacon.
You,
ever.
I don't. You know, should I?
All right, fine.
I'm racking my brain right now. I'm racking it. And I.
Nothing.
Nothing. No, you haven't.
Look. Games, but no games. Games with unlimited games. That's what I choose.
That
you seem to be really misunderstanding what's going on here, and I'm gonna allow Schlapp to say
legit
one more.
Don't
no,
know
no, no,
what's
no,
going
no.
on.
So Austin, this is a time for you to be listening right now.
Okay, I'm listening
because you're actually starting to like create some tension in the studio right now, where we're like, this is like something you need to understand, and you need I just don't think that you're taking this seriously
now. No, I'm taking it seriously.
It doesn't seem like you are because you're laughing. You're like, this is a question that's like important to both of us, and like you're our friend, and I want you to like listen to Schlapp and like answer this question to the best of your ability without any fucking funny business,
okay,
man.
All right,
I just get so fucking pissed.
I know, and I understand it. I'm sorry, man. Okay, listen, hey. You're beautiful and natural. But say it one more time.
This is a beautiful and natural question, Austin, and I need you to field it for me.
Okay, and look at him in the eyes when he says it, too.
Would you rather have unlimited bacon but no more games, or games? Unlimited games but no games.
Answer the fucking question, now. You motherfucker.
Oh, my God. It's the most complicated question. I would rather have...
Yeah? Yeah? What would you rather have, Austin?
I'd rather have...
Answer the fucking goddamn question,
I'd
Austin!
I'd rather have unlimited games, but no more games.
Cool. Sweet. Great. Well, thank you so much, Austin, for coming on Chuckle Sandwich with us today. If you had to choose, what would you say your piece of the chuckle sandwich would be? You could choose any kind of menu you want.
What is on the sandwich?
You know, it's an ever-expanding sandwich. If you had to choose your favorite condiment or piece of sandwich, what would it be?
He's the butt pieces.
I'm the butt
bread.
Piece of the bread that hold it all together,
what
and he's
the mayo.
I was going to be the fucking mayo.
We can add. You could be an aioli. You could be an aioli of some sort.
Why'd you choose mayo? You know what? I'm the tomato.
Yeah, we're throwing another tomato in there. Excellent.
I'm the tomato.
What type of tomato?
Like a red juicy cherry tomato.
Okay.
I think it's like the reason I'm the tomato is because you're going to notice when I'm not there.
Wow. And I'll be happy.
No, but
excellent.
Well, and I'll be happy. I'll be thrilled.
But you also most people will be very sad.
No. I don't think you know what most people are like.
We're going to have to agree to disagree. But one thing we can agree on is that they're all beautiful, lovely, and natural.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Austin, for coming on this episode of Chuckle Sandwich. Where can the... Let's
roll out the red carpet. Where can the people find you?
Twitter, at Austin on Twitter, Austin Show. Just Google me. You'll find everything. And thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Excellent. Well, see you next time, folks. This has been Chuckle Sandwich with Austin Show. Peace out, bitches.
Bye.